Okay, I think we are live. Welcome, everybody, to the Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today is a very exciting day. It is Monday. If you hate Mondays, that means you still had a job, and we're so sorry, but we're here to help you get out of that job. And if you love Mondays, it means you're like Kate McShay and I, and get to do fun Facebook Lives in the morning or I guess early afternoon, depending on where you're at. And today's topic being delivered by the wonderful Kate McShay is our three simple ways to grow a following and promote your offers using Facebook Live. Ironically, we are on Facebook Live and we are live. I've used live three times right now in that sentence. So, my name is Franny Savaz. I'm the lead generation and online marketing expert here at Elite Marketing Pro, specializing in helping home business owners, network marketers, direct sellers, affiliate marketers, and online marketers multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, we like to just get to the point here at Daily Dose of Awesome, so I'm going to mute my mic because my gardeners are outside making a lot of noise, and I'm going to hand it over to the wonderful, the talented, and multiple six-figure producer, Kate McShay, who's also part of our Invictus Mastermind, which is an exclusive mastermind for six-figure earners and above. She's also an instructor at all our workshops for our mastermind members and is kicking butt in her own business. So I will shut up. Kate McShay, it is all yours.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for the introduction, Fernie. Super pumped to be here and be here with all of you. Now, I'm going to try and keep contact with all of you on my phone so that I can make sure that I answer any comments that you have. So I'll make sure that I touch base later on with that. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is something that obviously we're doing right now, which is Facebook Live, but more important, the way that you can use Facebook Live to do three things to basically grow, engage, and promote your offers by using Facebook Live. So what I wanted to share with you was one thing that, and Fernie was talking about, that I help facilitate their masterminds for their Acceleration, Elevation, and Invictus members. And one of the biggest things that we talk about throughout the weekend and to wrap up the weekend is three things that you should be focused on every single day in order to drive and move your business forward. And it's grow. I like to call it grow, engage, and promote. Or you can think of it as building an audience, engaging with that audience, and selling or promoting to your audience. All right. If you continue to do those three things inside of your business every single day, your business will gradually move forward. Now, the cool thing is with regards to Facebook Live, I am a huge advocate and absolutely love it when I'm able to find a strategy where I can actually do all three of those things, where I can build an audience, engage with that audience, and promote to that audience all at the same time. And what I've found is that with live streaming, okay, and especially with Facebook Live nowadays, you can do all three of these things all at the same time. So what I wanted to do for you today is I wanted to take you through the three ways that you actually can grow, engage, and promote to your audience utilizing Facebook Live. So the first step, okay, when it comes to Facebook Live and it comes to actually growing and engaging and building an audience, is what you have to do is there's a couple of things that I recommend you do when you're first starting out and while you're consistently growing an audience. Because here's the way that I think about Facebook Live. I think of Facebook Live and live streaming in general as it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So might as well hop on, right, and utilize it and not even just ride the wave, but continue to utilize it long term to grow a mass following. So in order to grow a following, there's a couple of things that I've noticed that have worked really, really well. And if you notice what Fernie does every single day during the week for Elite Marketing Pro, and you'll notice some other top leaders do the same thing, is that they're incredibly consistent with when they host their Facebook Live streaming. And so what I recommend, if you are just starting out, commit to, okay, a time frame every single day or the amount of time that you can during the week. So if it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or if it's Tuesday, Thursday, or if it's Monday through Friday, then that's great. But commit to an actual time during the week, during those days, that you can actually do your Facebook Lives, okay? Because one of the best things that I've learned, especially with my following, and I know other leaders would say the same thing, is that when people expect for you to go live and they know that you're going to show up at that time and they know that you're going to train and give value, they're going to continue to come back. And so the most important thing is to make sure that you set up that daily scheduled time that you will be hosting your Facebook Lives. Put it in your calendar, whatever you need to do, set an alarm, but make sure that that's something that you commit to do. Second thing, okay, which is something, and like Fernie was talking about, I don't have landscapers, but I have garbage pickup. So apologies if my dog starts barking. That's the joys of working from home. But the second thing that's really important is I've seen a lot of my students have consistency with when they're hosting their Facebook Lives, but one of them will be 3 minutes, the other will be 50 minutes, the next one will be 30 minutes. So make sure that you get really, really consistent with the amount of time that you're utilizing Facebook Live, that you're hosting your Facebook Live. So if you can commit to 5 minutes every single day that you hop on Facebook Live, you give a little bit of extra training and extra value, and then you hop off, then that's great. Then commit to 5 minutes every single time you host your Facebook Live. If it's 10 minutes, that's awesome. I recommend 15 minutes. That's been the sweet spot for me, not just with regards to how to keep people engaged, but the longer you can go with Facebook Live, the better. And so 15 minutes is a nice way for you to be able to do a quick little introduction, provide some value, and then send people on their way to some sort of product or offer that you have. So the last thing with regards to growing, okay, so now you'll have your daily routine set up for when you're going to do your Facebook Lives. You've got your amount of time that you're going to be committing to. Now, tell people about it, okay? So if you have a Facebook group that you run, maybe you have a free Facebook mastermind group, share it with people. You can post it on your personal page. Let people know that you're going to start doing trainings on Facebook Live because people will show up. So let people know and then stay consistent with it, because if you drop off, people, you're not gaining that trust that you're going to be there for people all the time, okay? So that's growing an audience. That's how you do it through Facebook Live. Second piece is actually engaging during your Facebook Live, okay? How do you do that? Well, first thing that I always recommend is make a statement by introducing yourself and letting people know who you are. And Fernie did that wonderfully when he did the introduction for Daily Dose of Awesome, but as he also introduced me, he told you a little bit about who I am and what I do. So for you, when you get on your Facebook Live, because there are going to be people who pop on there that don't know you, tell them a little bit more about you. Now, it can be as simple as if you're one of those people thinking, well, I don't have a ton of experience yet, that's fine. If you're a single mom and you're starting to run your own home business, then that can be who you are right now. You can be like, hey, my name is Susie, and I run a home business part-time because I'm a single mom, and my passion is being around my children, and so I want to be able to be home with my children, so I run my home business part-time, and I'm here to share some tips with you. That's all you have to do, okay? So that's the first piece, is introduce yourself. Second piece is start to make it a habit for your audience to come in and to comment and say who they are and where they're coming in from. Okay, because the more that they engage with you, the more that you'll be able to engage with them. So every single time I hop on a Facebook Live, I introduce myself, and then I ask people to come in and comment, say who they are, and where they're coming in from. Okay, and when you do that, in the beginning, you may not get a ton of responses, but if you consistently make it a habit for people to do that, they will consistently come on, pop in, and say hello. Now, the next thing that I recommend is if people are commenting in and they're saying who they are and where they're coming in from, give them a shout out, right? Say, hey Mary, I'm so excited to have you here. That's awesome that you're coming in from Baltimore. That's it. Make sure that you recognize that they have taken the time to comment in and let you know that they're here. Do the same, right? And another way to engage with your people through Facebook Live is while you're giving your training, okay, and I highly suggest you do, that when you pop on for your Facebook Lives, either you can talk about something that happened to you this week that relates to business, or you can share some sort of tip or strategy that you've been learning as you've been learning how to grow and build your business. That's actually how I built my business. I did it through video marketing, and I literally would watch trainings. I would take one tip from the training, and then I would go shoot a video about it the next day and send it out to my email list and then put it on Facebook and put it on YouTube. So you're doing a very similar thing here with Facebook Live. It's just live streaming. So when you are doing your trainings, what I like to do and what's really, really helpful that helps you engage and gets people to want to come back to your Facebook Lives is actually asking them questions like, how do you feel about that scenario? Or what would you do if you were in that situation? I want you to comment in and comment below. When you do that for people, it actually makes them feel like they're a part of the conversation, that you're not just recording a video, you're actually having a conversation. That's what Facebook Lives are all about. Okay, so when you can interact with them, you can ask them what they think, you can ask them if they agree or disagree, and remember, don't be addicted to their opinion, but allow them to get their opinion out there. It's really, really helpful, okay? And the last thing I would say with regards to the engagement piece, and then I want to move on to promotion because I know we're pretty close to wrapping up here. When it comes to the engagement piece, if you're one of those people who's thinking, well, I'm going to do my Facebook Live, what if no one shows up? That's totally fine. Before live streaming came out, I used to host webinars where nobody was there, but I would do it because I was getting myself into the habit and into the ritual, okay? So think about it. Think about your Facebook Live. Like, you're just doing it like you're shooting a regular video, okay? And if no one shows up, still ask questions, still ask people to comment later, still ask people to come in and say who they are, because when people watch the replay, they will come in and they will comment. All right, so that's one of the most important things just to get used to. Now, the last thing when it comes to the three ways that you can grow, engage, and promote through Facebook Live is making sure that you have some sort of link. You have some sort of way for people to find out more about you. So I know with the Daily Dose of Awesome, Elite Marketing Pro has a link in their description for you to go learn more about Elite Marketing Pro, which I highly, highly recommend that you do. They absolutely changed my life when it came to the results inside of our business. And so I suggest that you go and you click the link that's in this post somewhere. It might be in the comment section as well. So you go over and you can check them out, okay? But with regards to you, always, always, always for your Facebook Lives, have somewhere for them to go, whether it's your blog, whether it's an offer that you have, whether it's directing people to your website, always put a link in there because people are curious. People want to know more, and people, if they start to like you, will want to know more about you. So what I always do at the end is I just give out a quick little call to action, which tells people what to do next. I say, hey, and if you want to know more information about me, just head on over to my link, and I'll say what link I have above in the description. I'll say, and I'll also post it in the comments section in case you can't see it right now, so you can learn more about what I do. And that's it. You always want to make sure that you have somewhere else to send people, because if you don't, people will just hop off the Facebook Live, and there's always somebody who wants to know and wants to learn more. So that's it. When it comes to growing, engaging, and promoting your offers, that's how you can do it all through Facebook Live, and I'm telling you right now, if you think about it in the long-term big picture here, this is one of the best ways to grow an audience and to create an audience of people that absolutely love and adore you and will make a world of a difference when it comes to anything that you want to promote out there. This is one of the best ways that I've found to really connect with people, and I know that you can do the same exact thing. So I'm really excited to hear in the comment section, if I can pop them up here on my phone, your feedback on this call if you're doing Facebook Lives and if you have any questions. All right.
Do you see it, Bernie? Do you see it, Kate?
I do. Yep, I'm going to hit refresh really quick because I saw we've got like a ton of comments. So I want to make sure that I'm engaging like I just said I was.
Okay, well, somebody did ask, is there an optimal time to be doing your Facebook Lives during the week?
Sure. So for me, and I'm just going to hit pause on this video. I can't. I'm going to X this. Okay. So for me, what I did is I looked at, on my fan page, you can actually look in your insights. And if you click on insights and then you click on posts, you can actually see when the majority of your fans are online. So I started doing my Facebook Lives when I saw when the majority of my fans were online, which was 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's typically when I would do my Facebook Lives. However, I also am a strong believer in just conditioning your people to show up when you're going to host your Facebook Live. So for me, a more convenient time for me to do Facebook Lives would be at like 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. after I've gotten some of my work done in the morning. And so if I just condition my people that, hey, that's when I'm going to do it and show up here, your people will show up as long as you're consistent. But if you want to start out with when are your max fans on, I would totally check that out and then revolve your Facebook Lives around that time.
Okay. Let me see. There's a lot of great feedback, Kate. Actually, I think this is our most
Awesome.
watched Facebook Live yet. Good job, Kate.
Nice. Fabulous. Love it.
Let me see.
Sounds scary, somebody said. Looks like Meharry, I totally get that. It sounds really, really scary. And here's a couple of things that I can tell you is, and I'll just be upfront, there's a very good chance you'll make a mistake. There's a very good chance you'll mess up your words. There could be a chance that people don't show up. However, what I always think about is I always think about the big picture and I think about the people that I can impact. And right now, live streaming is the best way to impact people and reach a huge amount of people organically for free. And so what I know is that if I can put myself in front of enough people, there could be one person today that's having a really, really rough day, that's on the verge of throwing in the towel and quitting. And if you get on Facebook Live and you impact them in a way that allows them to continue to move forward, and sometimes you won't even know that you're doing it, but have it in the back of your mind that by doing this, you are creating an example. You are taking a step up compared to everybody else who's not doing it, and you are potentially impacting others. That's the big, powerful thing that can happen. So of course it's scary. I totally get it. I still get a little nervous before I hop on live, but I know that if I put myself out there in a space where I can impact others, someone will get impacted, and that's the most important part. And that's the reason that we do what we do.
Kate, there's a question here about a paid strategy with Facebook Live. Like, once your lives are videos, what
Yeah.
in a nutshell, what's your paid strategy with regards to getting those more exposure?
Sure. So, and of course, I can't go into the nitty-gritty, but this is what we've been doing. It's been working really, really well. So, there's a cool thing now with Facebook that you can literally take your Facebook Lives, and what I like to do, and the easiest way to do it would just be to boost the post. If you don't want to get into Facebook advertising at all, you really just want to literally boost the post. You can see it underneath your post to boost it, add a little bit of extra money, I would say about $10, to just get more exposure to your fans, right? However, what we've been doing are page post engagement ads, where we've been adding in advertising every single day to get more views to those videos, which then gets more engagement, it gets more shares, you get a ton more comments. Because as long as you're doing the engagement piece inside of your Facebook Live, people will, even if it's a replay and it says that it's a sponsored ad, people will come in and say like, "Hey, it's Tim from Florida." And so it's awesome. But what we're doing there is we're strategically collecting as many views as possible, because then what we do, which is really neat, and maybe we'll have to save this for another Daily Dose of Awesome or another training. I know I'm doing one for EMP Insider actually on this specific strategy. Is then we take that group of viewers, okay? So say there's 20,000 viewers. We take that group of viewers and then we actually use that group of viewers to then promote out our products and our services, or promote out other blog posts that we think might be helpful to them because they proved that they've watched our video. And we could get even more into the nitty-gritty, but that's the biggest thing that I would recommend, is if you're looking to do some sort of paid advertising piece to it to like scale these Facebook Lives, is either boost the post or create a page post engagement ad for that Facebook Live. And that's the reason it's important to have some sort of promotion in there, so you can send people somewhere to whatever products or services that you have. But then the next step is using those viewers to actually then target them on other ads where you can actually put out other promotions, which is really, really helpful and has helped us close a ton of sales by doing it that way.
Awesome, Kate. Well, one final thing. Somebody's asking about consistency. The way we're doing our Facebook Lives is during the week. and because I need a break, basically. But what do you recommend in terms of how often do you do your lives? Is it during the week, every single 6, 7 days a week? What do you do?
So it's interesting. I actually started doing them 7 days a week. And for part of me, there is part of me that's like, I need a break. But then there's a part of me that also knows that there are other people who don't, whose their main time of running their business is on Saturdays and Sundays. So if I can pop on a Saturday and Sunday, then it's worth it to me right now as I'm starting out. There's a very good chance that I will move to 6 days pretty soon, so I have at least one day off. But I found that our reach for people on Saturdays and Sundays is insane because there's so many people, they're not working. And so they're all able to hop on really, really quick. So, but what I recommend for consistency, especially if you're starting out, I mean, you hear 7 days a week and instantly your brain goes, I can't do that. So what I recommend is with everything is do what you can do consistently now and then consistently grow and build from there. So if you can commit to 2 days a week, then commit to 2 days a week. So if it's Tuesday, Thursday, every single week, you're doing Facebook Lives on Tuesday and on Thursday. And then after you get that done, say you go for like 2 or 3 weeks where you're doing Tuesday and Thursday every single time consistently, add in one more day. So now you do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you do that for another 3 weeks. You'll be amazed at how consistent you get. And then add on another day until you get up to 6 days a week or 7 days a week where you're hosting Facebook Lives. Because the last thing I want for you guys to do is hop in and say, I'm going to do 7 days a week. You do it for a week, and then you're like, oh, that was a lot. I don't think I can do that again. And then you cut down. So do what is possible for you to be consistent, and then gradually grow from there. That's my recommendation.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm playing with the microphone here because it's probably picking up Kate's voice, so you'll kind of hear an echo. But one final thing, Kate. So our audience has been awesome here, asking lots of questions, and I'm sure we'll be going in there and answering them manually after we're done here. But if people want to learn about the journey you took to getting to where you are, obviously you didn't start off doing Facebook Lives and blow it up and make millions of dollars. You
No.
learned some very essential fundamentals of internet marketing that helped you with your network marketing business, eventually helped you build an online empire. What's your journey? Because above in this description, we're linking them to our AMF bootcamp, which basically
Oh,
gets
nice.
gets direct sellers and network marketers started. I mean, what would you recommend aside from opting into that bootcamp? What do you recommend they do in order to kind of follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, sure. So for me, real, real quick, for a lot of you guys that are on here, if you don't know me, I did not have a business background when I started out. I literally was traveling across the country with my husband with no business background. I left my teaching job. I had no plan B, and I was going to build this home business and make it work. And I failed miserably for about 12 months until I found these guys at Elite Marketing Pro. And there's a couple of things that I recommend. Okay, number one, get to live events. That's how I got started. I actually went to one of their live events, and it changed everything for me because I got to meet the people around me. And then number two, get heavily, heavily involved in the community. So of course, opt in, go get Attraction Marketing Formula. It's actually the first marketing book that I truly read from cover to cover that made so much sense to me. However, the next piece I would say is get heavily involved in the community, okay? And then the third thing is coaching and mentorship. And that's what we did. I wish that's what we did the first 12 months, but everyone has their journey. However, after 12 months of failing significantly, both Andrew and I were like, enough is enough. We invested in Fernie Ceballos and Tim Irwin and Matt Crystal and invested in their mentorship. And their mentorship, which a lot of people don't know, is what brought us from 0 to 6 figures in less than 12 months. And then we became multiple six-figure earners just 3 months after that. So we went from 0 to multiple 6 figures in less than 15 months. And it was due to mentorship. So for me, what I can tell all of you is that the fastest shortcut in order to figuring out what you want is to find other people that already have what you want and then soak up all of their wisdom, because we would have never been able to grow as quickly as we did. And I would have never, literally, from being a second grade teacher to knowing what I know now. And I was telling these guys the last time we were all in Orlando together is that I am so well equipped with the amount of knowledge that I have in just the 3 short years that I've been involved in this industry with their mentorship that I literally would not be able to know. It would take me 15 years, if not more, to learn all of this on my own. So one of the most important things is investing in yourself, investing in mentorship. Get deep into this community because it's absolutely amazing how many amazing entrepreneurs are in here. And then, of course, start with attraction marketing formula. But if I could tell you anything, mentorship is what saved our business and what really skyrocketed us forward. So I couldn't thank these guys enough for everything they've done for us. And that's the reason we love to continue to give back.
Awesome, Kate. Well, I mean, you kind of did a little work yourself. We didn't do it all for you.
Yeah, I did. You're right. You didn't, like, hold my hand and point the button. Of course.
But
you have to do the work. But awesome. To have that guidance is golden.
So, awesome, Kate. Well, that is all. We're a little over, but I went over intentionally because, obviously, people are loving this. We can probably stay for another 2 hours and people will still stick around. But I know people have to go back to work, go back to lunch, whatever it is they took a break from in order to be here with us. And so, guys, if you want to check out more of Kate's training inside of our community, inside our membership area, EMP Insider is a monthly in-depth training that we do for all our members. So go, you know, that's where you're going to basically have a continuation of this training with Kate. And we're going to have Kate on more Daily Dose of Awesomes because you guys seem to love her so much. So that's awesome. So go to the link above in the description, elitemarketingpro.com/go. If you're brand new to our community, don't know what we're about, that'll get you started from the very beginning. And I see some of you are asking very basic questions, and that'll solve those questions. For everybody else, I'll see you guys in our secret group for our community and in future Daily Dose of Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Bye, guys.